Welcome to Machine Learning, How the World Works. The Leader of the Future. It's a book written in the mid-2000s. A leader can create new organizations with new procedures, but the formation of culture requires collective learning and repeat experiences of success or failure. I liken this to OpenAI's with their CEO, Sam Altman. He built a culture of engineers and data scientists who came together to build a great product called ChatGPT, DaVinci, Babbage, Curry, and consumers loved it. So he didn't just implement large language models. He built teams, and just because he wanted a team to form didn't necessarily mean that that happened that way. So I want to talk about how teams form. It is no accident when a turnaround manager arrives, the top layers of management are usually replaced and massive reorganization occurs. These drastic measures destroy old culture and initiate a new culture building process by removing the people who carry and represent the old culture. The destruction of culture is extremely costly at the human level. The new people have to start building processes all over, and it's not even clear whether it's possible. An organization built on individual incentives cannot become a set of teams simply because the CEO announces that teamwork is now necessary and launches a team-building program. However, if the CEO understands cultural dynamics, he or she will begin to reward individuals for helping others and for contributing to other projects, thereby acknowledging the deep individualism of the organization, but broadening the concept of individual competence to increasingly include working with others. Leaders cannot arbitrarily change culture in the sense of eliminating dysfunctional elements. Leaders can evolve culture by building on its strengths while letting its weaknesses atrophy over time. If an organization is successful over time and has evolved mental models based on these methods, they will not abandon the mental model. The leader is too broadened the mental models. Okay, so what did Sam Altman broaden? I think his main point was to build artificial general intelligence, which means it doesn't mean capabilities that go beyond our understanding of perception and consciousness. It's not saying that. He's saying that that the machine will have ability to do human tasks, tasks that are complicated enough that require human intelligence to do those particular tasks that were thought to be impossible before AGI became available. So that was his goal. And his team was working on building that, and there seems to be a clash between the board and his management style and directions of where he wanted to go with that particular focus. Management development is typically a function in young organizations. For example, organizations may promote people most likely to be entrepreneur or who are technically the most competent, rather than seek out people who have managerial talent. Founder builders often glorify the technical functions such as research and development, manufacturing, and sales, and demean managerial functions such as finance, planning, marketing, and human resources. Potential successors may be blocked from taking over and gaining learning experiences. Successful leaders at this stage grow with the organization and change their outlook or recognize their limitations and permit other forms of leadership to emerge. The leader builds culture in one of three ways: by hiring and keeping subordinates who think and feel the way they do, by indoctrinating and socializing subordinates to think and feel as they do, by establishing a role model that encourages subordinates to identify them and thereby internalize their beliefs, values, and assumptions. Additional thoughts about building culture. Culture is not arbitrarily changed. Culture is evolved by building on strengths, broadening mental models of successful methods and processes. Get back to understanding what the product is about and focus on customer-oriented strategies. Increase vision, comprehension, communication between top management and employees. Push data to expected places. Encourage participation and interpretation of the data. And get feedback that will cause temporary formation of teams and engineering of new processes. Create new organizations. Create an environment of learning. Get people to think and value the same thing the leader does. Healthy, open-mind skeptics can become effective leaders and eventually champions at work if they find new approaches to achieve results. They commit time and energy to them. Local leaders' focus is at business unit level. They may not think much at learning within the larger organization. Leaders can use free market choice inside of an organization to liberate entrepreneurial spirit of their people. As organizations move towards indirect leadership, the key role of senior leaders is to increase their people's choices in ways that still focus the organization on its mission. So it's interesting because in the future, this entrepreneur spirit will be valued by the leaders of business. They will like people that will take the initiative, that will innovate and bring new ways of doing things to the organization. And in that way, the organization can become healthy and it can be viewed as an economy. So if your organization is stagnant or declining, that might be a dying economy. If it's robust and changing and dynamic, that economy might be healthy and in growth. So you can think of an organization as a economy. In the future, most employees will work in enterprises that provide services to core businesses. The core business will be run by small groups of line managers who will buy much of the value they add from internal enterprises. What is leadership? Leadership is the process of empowering subordinates to learn from their mistakes, make changes, adjust to new circumstances, and preserve. Leadership brings into play elements of planning, commitment to innovation, and problem solving, and energy ensuring dynamics of the organization are fair. Because what you want is somewhat a democracy or a representation that the employees can feel like they're being recognized and their contributions are important. And that energy helps spawn innovation because they have now a stake in the company. The group looks for leadership to unlock paralysis in the direction to move. Leadership establishes policies, identifies targets, sets priorities, and allocate resources and money. Leadership's job is to create a feeling of security for the employees and influence young talent to come and work for them. Leadership creates blue oceans by creating a utility proposition. Leadership is gained by competence and not position. Leadership creates conditions of comfort for the employees. Leadership talks openly about a wide range of issues, sponsors democratic forum where creative members are rewarded for initiative, ingenuity, and bravery. Leadership leads by example. Leadership uses work exchanges to show how they are to be done, giving each job a sense of dignity and enhanced standing with the crew. Leadership values the individual. Leadership creates free market choice inside the organization to liberate the entrepreneurial spirit of their people. Leadership gets difficult projects started and results in long-term impact. Leaders inspire confidence, fight fear, initiate positive and productive actions, define goals, and paint brighter tomorrows. The character of society's leadership may substantially determine how the society fares in an environment of change. Leadership values must be based on standards that benefit society. The ethnic culture and gender characteristics of America's population and labor force is rapidly changing. The immigration of non-whites from Asia, Southeast Asia, the Pacific Islands, Central and South America, the Caribbean, and West and East Africa represent people in the America's melting pot, rising relative to that of America's European descendant, and represent estimate of 1/3 of all new entrants to the labor force. So that's quite a diverse labor force, a new labor force. Leaders must be willing to accept 5 fundamental changes in the workforce. They must be willing to be more sensitive and understanding with respect to ethnicity, culture, and gender differences. They must have a vision for the workplace that will result in the significant broadening of the corporation culture and environment. They must craft and implement new and different employment and communication processes to enhance and promote perceptions of fairness and equity. They must bring a commitment to the effective utilization of a diverse workforce. They must establish a place where people want to work and be productive and develop new markets and maintain existing leadership. Leadership plays a significant role in employee motivation and performance. Effective leaders create an atmosphere of trust. Regularly check in with employees to find out what they need to succeed. Celebrate their successes, let them know they are making an impact, and facilitate their growth. Transformational leadership, in particular, has been shown to be a positive impact on the work performance and intrinsic motivation. The work environment. The physical surroundings of a workplace can impact an employee productivity and well-being. Research has shown that offices with scenic views, high-quality indoor environments, natural light, and green spaces can boost productivity. Additionally, remote work has been found to be equally or even more productive for some employees due to fewer distractions and more time committed to work. Employee motivation, understanding employee needs and providing them with tools and resources to succeed is crucial for motivation. Work that is purposeful and has deeper meaning beyond daily tasks can improve motivation. Intrinsic motivation helps employees engage and commit to their roles, can be tapped in by understanding individual needs and removing obstacles to succeed. Effective leaders do not earn their role by position or Herculean work efforts. Instead, effective leaders nurture dignity in those around them. Their area of expertise are listening, propagation of values, assurance of dignity. They foster relationship as the source of their power. When people are experiencing fear, dread, forbearing, bonding, and exhaustion, people have emotional need for a leader. A leader combats fear, instills confidence, and moves the group forward. Recognizing weakness. Leaders should acknowledge their fears and weaknesses. This understanding helps them address specific areas that they need for improvement. Being decisive and building self-confidence. Leaders should make firm decisions and build their self-confidence. Interact with other successful leaders. Seek mentorship. Read leadership articles and books can help enhance their leadership skills and broaden their perspectives. Leading by examples. Leaders should embody the behavior that they want to be seen in their team members. This approach to instill confidence in the team and encourages them to follow the leader's lead. Involve every meeting participant. Leaders should ensure that everyone in a meeting is involved in the conversation. This approach helps to keep the group conversation moving forward and encourage participation from all members. Delegating and setting expectation. Leaders should delegate tasks to capable team members and set clear expectations. This approach not only opens up time for the leader to plan for the future, but also empowers team members and moves the team forward. Giving verbal praise. Leaders should give genuine compliments and encouragement to their team. This strategy can motivate team members and move them forward. Leaders lead because they create a passionate commitment to other people to pursue the leader's strategy and success. Leaders are the keepers and shapers of the company culture and constantly communicate these hidden values.